This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Beef prices, which had been at near record highs for much of the past year, may soon go even higher. That's because today Japan took the first steps toward an agreement that could allow U.S. beef imports back into that country. Here's NPR's Greg Allen.
Japan banned imports of U.S. beef last December after a case of mad cow disease was found in Washington state. Efforts by U.S. trade negotiators to get the import ban lifted resulted in a standoff. Japan has been insisting that all U.S. beef be tested for mad cow disease. The U.S. has steadfastly maintained that there's no scientific basis to require blanket testing because no confirmed cases of mad cow disease have ever been found in cattle younger than 30 months old. In Tokyo today, Japan's agriculture minister said the country was moving toward a recommendation that would end the standoff by requiring that only cattle older than 20 months of age be tested for mad cow disease. Since some 80% of the cattle slaughtered in the U.S. are 20 months or younger, that would clear the way for resumed beef exports to Japan without the time and expense of testing for mad cow disease. Chris Bird, an agriculture economist at Indiana's Purdue University, says reopening the Japanese market is bound to push up beef prices here.
The exports of beef from the United States in 2003 was almost 10% of our total production. So that was an enormous loss on the sales side. And if we are able to restore a portion of that, that should be quite positive to both cattle prices and, unfortunately, to retail prices of beef.
Japan was America's largest foreign beef customer last year with $1.4 billion in sales. A breakthrough there is likely also to lead to a reopening of other big Asian markets, such as South Korea and China. Although U.S. exports have been hit hard, beef prices have remained high, in large part because of a U.S. ban on importing cattle from Canada after mad cow disease was discovered there last year. An agreement with Japan may also signal a resumption of U.S. imports from Canada, the one bright spot on the horizon for consumers concerned about rising beef prices. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.